This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
When Bo Schembechler arrived in 1969, fans were certainly unsure of what they had. But it didn't take Bo long to win over the hearts of the Maize and Blue faithful. The clincher, of course, being the stunning 24-12 victory over Woody Hayes and his dominant 1969 squad to claim the Big Ten title and a trip to Pasadena. The nation was quickly sold on Bo as well, and he took home several Coach of the Year honors in his rookie campaign. With a dream debut season in the rearview mirror, it was on this day in 1970 that Bo launched into his second season at the helm. The team that returned was stacked, including would-be All-Americans tackle Dan Dierdorf, guard Henry Hill, and linebacker Marty Huff. The team also returned quarterback Don Moorhead, Billy Taylor,
touchdown, Billy Taylor!
And Reggie McKenzie. They were ready to go. But immediately, the expectations and the stakes were raised. The Blue came in ranked number 8 in the land. And on September 19, 1970, they faced the Arizona Wildcats in front of over 80,000 Michigan faithful. Those on hand were treated to a beautiful day and a bit of classic Bo football. Michigan put up 10 points in the first, highlighted by a 29-yard TD toss from Moorhead to touchdown Billy Taylor.
Touchdown, Billy Taylor!
Back Lance Scheffler added a 6-yard run in the fourth, and Michigan kept the Cats out of the end zone in a 20-9 victory. Bo's boys cruised through the rest of the season, going undefeated, reaching number 4 in the land before falling short in the second edition of the 10-year war. The dominance would continue through the decade of the 70s, where Bo's Michigan teams played 109 regular season games. They won 96. They tied 3, lost just 10 from 1970 to 1979, and Schembechler quickly reestablished the dominance of the Michigan football program, just as Yost and Chrysler had done decades before him. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.